Here he is.
Aw. Wait a minute.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Poor little.
Aw.
Just got out of jail.
He had to choose a side. He was mostly white.
He's like, you know, you don't know what it's like in there.
Jeez, aw, I've never done.
He's a cute little Nazi puppy.
Yeah.
So cute, and he's got such great ideals.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're live! 51 minutes late!
It's a new record.
I think that's a new record.
It is a new record.
We got Gomez Diva. We got fucking Gomez Diva.
No. I did not diva anybody. This was not my fault. I really mean it this time. I have taken...
So the other times it was your fault.
Yes.
Although, you are dressed like you just woke up.
Let me say this.
Like your alarm, didn't hear your alarm.
Can I make something very clear? Okay,
all of us look like that.
I know.
If it's traffic, it's my fault. If it's traffic, I will say it's my fault.
Why would you say no?
Well, when it's traffic, you have to assume traffic's going to happen. Traffic's happening for everybody, right? And if I keep on making that mistake, I'm mad at myself in those moments. Now, I'm taking it out of my Uber driver, but I am mad at myself in those moments. That's the truth, okay?
Right.
Traffic is not the issue today. Today, my fucking girlfriend.
That's all you got to say.
You know what? That's enough.
Hey, welcome to the show.
You know what? That's enough. My fucking girlfriend. No, she's going to visit her family on Long Island today. She was like, oh, can I just take the car today? She's going. I'm buying her a car. We're getting a second car right now. We're looking at stuff. Very excited this process.
Oh, my God.
Very excited to look at a fucking another car right now. But she's going on tour for a month, and she's back for 3 weeks, and she's on tour for another 3 months straight. So we don't need to buy her a car yet, right? So we're sharing a car. One of us are Ubering around. Usually she's fucking Ubering in and out of the city to go to dance classes. Today she's like, I want to go visit my mom. Can I take the car? I'm going to get my nails done this morning. Like, can you Uber into the city? I was like, fine. I'll Uber in 9:45, Zach. It's supposed to get her 11 o'clock. I check. I jump off Twitch. You guys can check. It's in the records. You can check what time I got off Twitch. I'm not making shit up right now, okay?
You're like a casino tracking your moves.
Yeah, the eye in the sky, baby boy. It's there. And I got off and I checked the GPS. It was 1 hour and 1 minute. I was like, you know what? Let me fucking order it now. I'll get there early. Order an Uber. 8 minute wait. Okay. I'm not going to get there that early. It's fine.
8 minute wait.
8 minute wait for Uber. It's in Jersey.
But you're doing the main one? Because there's like minute. Then there's like wait 4 minutes.
I don't think they have it up. That's like probably one out there. Because there's not many.
No, there's the different options. You can choose priority. But most of the time that's only in cities. I got the best one I can get, right? 8 minutes, okay? 8 minutes comes. I got my bag on. These are my gym clothes, okay? I have other clothes. I didn't have time to change. I thought I was going to have time to change out of my gym clothes into my regular clothes. That's what happened. I had a Zoom in here, okay? So I go to get in the Uber. As soon as I get in, the guy rolls into the window. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to the city. And I was like,
ooh, that's what I'm always scared of with trips like that.
Yeah.
I've had that happen by your house, too, so I can't get mad about that.
Now, forgive me for sounding like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but is that legal? Yeah. Are you allowed to do that?
I think
they just take the risk.
I don't think that they're legal is not the word.
Not legal,
I don't think it's within the parameters of Uber terms of... They're not supposed to do that. They will lose their Uber job if they start doing that. Uber doesn't let you know where you're going until you pick them up.
That's why whenever you ever been waiting for an Uber and they're like, he's here. And you're like, no, he's not. It's because they're hitting
they're checking to see where you're going.
And then they're like, and then they'll be like, well, fuck you.
And then they cancel. Sometimes they don't even cancel. Sometimes they just.
They wait for you to cancel.
And then you're sitting there screaming at your phone.
Because if they cancel,
they lose
the money.
The only time I've called my phone the N-word is in that exact situation.
There's no other word
in that moment.
Yeah.
So. I was like, okay, cancel, please. He's like, okay. He cancels. Second Uber is 6 minutes away.
So there you go. Now you're climbing up.
Shows up.
Same thing?
Wait. Same thing. No, I'm not going to New York City.
He rolled down the window.
Now I'm like, yelling in the streets.
Yeah. I would have lost my fucking mom. Right. I would have lost my mom.
I've had this exact thing happen to me at Lewis's house at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Cancels again. This next guy is 2 minutes away. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm only going to be maybe 10 minutes late to the Real Ass Podcast right now. This guy shows up. I go to open the door. He won't open the door. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I was like, open the door.
You're not the, perhaps going into the city, are you?
He wouldn't open the door.
No.
So.
Then why does he say you're going into the city? Just open the door.
Open the fucking door. I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker. I'm losing it. So he goes, he's like, oh no, I'm canceling the trip. I was like, no, you're not. So I stood in front of his car. Nice. And I start filming
like
him.
A jilted
I start filming
lover.
Him.
Okay, I have the footage. I did this at Newark Airport. Once I stood in front of the guy's car because he wouldn't take me to New York.
Stood in front of his car. So, oh no, I'm sorry, I didn't film. I took a picture. I don't want to show it on here because it has this license plate, right?
Right. You're a good person.
So then I won't let him go. I'm trying to take a picture of his face. I was like, I'm reporting you. And then he moves up a little bit on me. I was like, oh yeah. So then if this ever comes,
you pretend to fall.
If this ever comes to the police. I'm making this part of the story up.
Okay.
If it never comes to the police, this really happened. Okay.
Right, okay.
So then I was like, oh yeah. So I leaned over and I unscrew the air cap to his tire and I start going and letting the air out of his tire.
That's fucking hilarious. You start doing impressions to make him think that his car is going. Hum, 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 hum. Oh, I think you. Your bumper fell off.
He puts it in reverse. Goes. And pulls way back for me, and he's trying to go around me. And I got my camera. I'm pretending to film him now. I'm like, I got you on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
he
pulls his camera, and he's filming me. And it was a standoff. And then he kept
like Sharon Stone in Casino.
Then I ordered another Uber, and then he kept on coming back and parking in front of my house. And then I'd come outside, and then he'd speed off.
What the fuck?
It's crazy. My girlfriend might get killed today by this Uber driver.
Now here is what I would have done after.
Is it illegal to let somebody's air out of their tires? Because I did not do that.
I think it is some sort of assault.
I don't.
Assault.
Years ago,
assault.
I don't know.
They're probably all ex-taxi drivers because years ago I was living in Brooklyn and I waited a half hour for a taxi finally to get one. I go, I'm going to Brooklyn. He goes, no problem. We get to the foot of the Manhattan Bridge and he goes, that's it. I go home. That's too much. And I go, you said you'd take me to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'll call the cops. He goes, go ahead, call the cops. So I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. It's not illegal. Like, there's forth. No, there. Yeah, police. He won't drive
you. Yeah. Or the police driving us around now.
Also, there's no way they were showing up. So what I did was I got out and opened all the doors of his
that's,
car.
I've done that move.
Great move. Oh, my move. God.
And, so, the line of traffic is coming from the next light. And he's like, close the doors. Close the doors. I'm like, no, fuck you. He's like, I'll call the cops. I'm like, go ahead, call the cops. Yeah. And I just walked away.
Yeah, both get arrested for the dumbest things ever.
Dude. If someone leaves my fuck, because someone's left my car in anger, like a girlfriend. Or whatever, and like left the door open.
Abuse.
It's assault. But like, that's such a stupid move because I have literally been like, oh yeah, watch this, and I just speed off, and it goes.
Yeah, and they close.
It all closes.
They do the taxis, and Uber probably has the same. They have to take you where you're going. Uber might be a company policy, but the taxis, I think it is legal. It's like they have to take you.
Of them won't go into the city if their license plate doesn't start with T.
Yeah,
because I think. To pick up people in New York, you have to be registered in New York for Uber.
Yeah, it's a whole fucking thing, right? So they can't pick somebody up. They drop me off. This guy now has to sit in traffic for an hour and a half back to New Jersey.
But then why doesn't he just start driving around the city and picking up rides here?
He can't.
He can't.
He can't.
He doesn't have the right license plate. But here's the thing.
Fuck.
But also, so what's the alternative? You go outside the city and try to grab something in Queens because here's the thing. You fucking...
Sorry, Brooks in the Racist Live Chat just deep-faked my girlfriend with Mario Lopez. That's back to Monday's show.
The alternative...
Rich, son of a bitch, you said you wouldn't deep-fake my girlfriend, you piece of shit.
He's going to drive around Jersey all day and get no... That's why there's nobody does Jersey Ubers because everybody's driving.
99.9% of the Ubers in Jersey are just to the airport.
Can I give you something that you can do next time?
Please.
This is a great idea.
Please.
If somebody goes, I'm not driving to the city, set your Uber... to a place like 7-Eleven or whatever.
Yeah, and then you can
change it in the middle of it.
I know. And then they can't. Then you're in the ride. You're right. You're actually
And then they can't kick you out.
When you're right, You're right.
That's a pretty good scam that Jew, I think. I don't know.
Scam that Jew. You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't understand what scam that Jew is. Then it's very obvious. You have no idea. That is a
scam that Oob.
Yes.
That is a I would say that is a life hack.
That's a life hack.
That is a life hack.
But that, but you mean like you're going a mile and then you're like, oh, actually, you know I'm going to Manhattan.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking Delaware.
Actually, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have better 7-Elevens in Manhattan.
Should we go ice skate at 30 Rock?
Let's see what's going on here. All right, let's do our plugs because we have a lot to talk about. I'm really happy. I've calmed down a little bit. I'm feeling much better. I don't know if that Uber driver's still at my house, if he's going to murder my chick, but you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Here's the thing. The reality is I didn't go let the air of his hairs. I dropped something and I bent over.
Right. Nice. That totally makes sense. And you're just saying that now for no apparent reason. Just for
I do want to address one thing because you did just move into this place. One of your neighbors definitely is like, has the new guy across the street.
Yeah.
He's fucking nuts.
No, I wasn't that nuts.
If you're watching that from across the street and don't have context.
No, they're looking, they're like, all right, these cars keep on attacking this guy.
What do you mean, no context? He saw he was Puerto Rican.
What you plugging on?
I'm at Comedy Works in Saratoga this weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Hell yeah.
The new neighbor chases cars like a dog.
Sagala, what's going on?
I got some dates coming up. Rhode Island, Comedy Connection, and also me, Feeney, and Cannon are doing a live podcast and live show at the Algonquin Theater in New Jersey.
Hell yeah.
Which all these are up on my website, BrendanSagalow.com.
Love it. Love it. Zach?
I'll be on the road with Lou.
This weekend, we're on the road, Houston, Texas. Two shows Friday, Saturday, The Secret Group, then Lafayette, Louisiana on Sunday. Come out, grab those tickets now. Tickets are going fast, motherfuckers. Then next weekend, we'll be at Mohegan Sun, Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun. Very excited about that. My return to Mohegan Sun, May 25th through 27th with Zach Miko. Then lots of other stuff coming up, including Emias, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Grand Rapids, Detroit, and more. Legion of Skanks going on the road. We're going to be in the New England area doing a little theater run at the Wilbur, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and Nantucket, Connecticut at the Foxwoods Theater as well. It's going to be a combination of live podcasts, stand-up, and very special untaped content. It's too hot for TV, as they say.
They're going to be taking the air out of people's tires.
Oh, yeah. You don't even know. And then I should say, I'm very happy to announce, Gas Digital is producing 6 half-hour specials that are filming July 10th, 11th, and 12th. Myself and Dave Smith are both filming ours on July 11th. It's Tuesday night. Tickets will be free this Monday, the 22nd of May. You guys can get your tickets at gasdigital.com/30. The other half hours are going to be Rich Voss, Kurt Metzger, Colin Turrell, and Jordan Jensen. This first batch of half hours are going to be fucking incredible. So look out for those to be coming out for free on YouTube and all those other platforms later in the summer. And subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Make sure you use that promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. And you get instant access to the Racist Live Chat. What's happening in the Racist Live Chat right now? Shannon takes the bus and she's on time, says Joe 133300. ZKFTW says Lewis period is period a period liar period. What did I lie about? People call me a liar sometimes. Can I say?
Maybe.
Can I say?
You're saying that whole story was you lying?
I could say maybe.
Nah, I believe it.
Well, that's what they say about liars, that they add a lot to the story.
It's a real ass podcast, not a lie ass podcast.
That's something a liar would say.
It's in the title of the show. So
don't you think a liar would go, babe, I'm a real ass dude.
Babe. Oh, dude, the amount of girls that I've had throw that in my face when I get caught lying. She's like, yeah, are you a real ass dude? Do real ass dudes fucking lie?
Yeah.
Oh, I've gotten that one. Are you out with your friends being real ass dudes? Is that where you and Chris were till 8 in the morning?
Let's see. Show us the clips of the Uber driver. I'm not showing you the license plate of the
show
Uber driver.
Show us the face. Fucking here. All right.
There you go.
And here's his, oops, here's
although,
his face.
As someone who also lies a lot, I would do the same.
Oh, wait, they could see it. I don't think they can see the license plate from there.
I would do the same exact thing. I would go, I got my whole story set up. I'm going to take a picture of this car. I'm going to do this.
I've got my lies on you.
Yeah. They're everything that I need.
No, I don't lie. Somebody else called me. They called me on another lie recently. They said he changed the details of some story. that, like, I guess I told years ago. I think it was a 9/11 story, right? They were like, dude, he changed it to 9/12.
Three planes hit the Twin Towers.
No, I swear, I watched it happen.
I was on a plane headed to New York City, saw what was going on, jumped out.
No, doggy. I think I said, when I told this story, I don't know if I initially told the story and I said it was 9/11. It was 9/12. It was the day after 9/11. that I rollerbladed home because I was in the city on 9/11.
I had the same, but not rollerblading.
But I couldn't get out until the next day, right? So when I told that story, people were like, dude, inconsistencies. He said it was 9/11 before. Sorry, this is all a fucking... I have so many fucking stories. My life is just full of nonstop fucking retarded ass stories. There's I don't need to make it up. I'm also... If I can make up good stories, I would be more successful. It's as simple as that. I wish I could make up stories. Yeah. I remember one time there was a comic that I know who was showing me.
I'm the machine!
Damn, no one's safe. Damn, Bert, sit down. Zach just fucked you.
Yeah.
I love Bert.
Yeah, so... Hold on, what was I just saying? I'm watching people posting pictures of my girlfriend in the chat now, which I'm fucking annoyed about.
But Photoshopped?
No, not Photoshopped yet, but it's coming now. yeah, sorry, what was I just saying?
The people call you a liar.
Yeah, people call
you
me a liar.
A lot of stories.
I get that one too.
I got a lot of stories.
I feel like it might be people with really uneventful lives.
Yeah.
Because I get called on that. Like, people always say I'm making up stories about my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just people that are bad storytellers.
All right, can I say?
A weird thing to.
All right, you know what?
Wait.
Hold on.
There was no Uber driver.
No, I think I added one. Said there was four, the one there was three.
No, you said three.
I said three? Okay,
you
good.
Did say
all right,
three.
I thought, all right, it was three. It was 100% three.
That'd be a very weird.
In fact, I could probably show you guys my fucking Uber history and see the cancellations.
Oh, I've never called anybody. Have you ever been like, you're lying to. I've never been like, you're lying. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, I believe everybody. I mean, there are some things that I'm like, that's a fucking lie. There's some things where like someone told me that they, I don't know. They were like, they said they were taking those Revel scooters and that they put the helmet on and a bunch of Chinese food fell on their head. And I went, how'd you not look in the helmet?
Yeah, that would be
that's a
little
just crazy. Every sketch
I
idea.
Take those things every time I open. I look. I you
check
have
for
to.
Chinese food. Yeah,
yeah.
Brennan just closes his eyes and goes.
Yeah,
and it never happened. Oh, again. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna 5-star this guy and I'm gonna fucking tip him 20%.
Oh, that's very generous.
Well, because he fucking drove me into the city. It's crazy.
Yeah. You should. You should.
It's good karma.
Those other
how
guys.
Do you see your history? Activity. Okay, past.
I think we believe you enough for this.
No,
oh,
talking
happening.
About them online.
Oh, look at this.
You don't have to do this.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it.
Canceled. Right here. Yeah. 0-0-0. Three canceled.
So it was four.
Yeah, it was four.
Four Ubers?
You know what? It was one of them I didn't notice that they canceled.
I see, but I wouldn't.
Three canceled in a row from 9:52, 10:02, and the time is right. 9:52 is when it was fucking canceled.
Wow.
8 minutes after I initially said I ordered the Uber. Proof is in the pudding. Sorry, I'm trying to get Zach involved. Pudding.
But I don't even see. I can't even, you know, not like I care enough, but you could also just be like showing us a fake badge and being like, I'm a cop. I don't care. I don't know why I'm looking.
Why'd you call me on?
I don't know. Like it's content.
But the are you gonna write to Uber? I think I would.
I have to protect
three
myself
of them?
Now.
Three of them, I would.
Because I feel like he's gonna give me. He's definitely one starring me.
Yeah, of course.
You can't star you
right,
if
so
you didn't give you a ride.
Preemptively, you should have already on the way here been like, this is what happened.
Yeah, whenever that happens to me coming back from Newark Airport, I always write a real Karen email, and they usually send me Uber credit.
Uber money.
Yeah, they'll send me like 15,
and
$20.
And they can use it on Uber Eats, because I would do that now.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to contact Uber. Shannon, contact Uber, and when you get somebody on the phone, patch them through.
Shannon, write this down. Dear Uber.
Shannon, you got a person on Uber.
Shannon, can you write the story? Points. Can you write the bullet points into ChatGPT and have it come out in a respectful but firm email that I can write to Uber? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dear Uber, or as I like to call them, Boober, because today scared me.
Herp all day said no one is calling Lewis on why he was late. Literally no one asked for that shit excuse of a story. Shannon, we actually have the ability to ban people now, right?
Yes, I do.
That's interesting. Herp all day, put him on a 3 minute timeout.
That's pretty sweet.
Sit down, herp all day.
That's
Sit
pretty
the fuck
sweet.
Down. Sit down. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Sit down. Oh, yeah. We're getting fucking funky today, doggy. This is the first time we've ever been able to time somebody out or ban them. We could ban you forever, herp.
And you can set the amount of time?
Yeah.
You're just giving people
more. Shannon,
cool.
Do you have to time
like
it yourself?
Toddlers,
Shannon, do you have to set it yourself, or is it like Twitch where you can set the timeout?
It's setting it by hours. The least amount of time I could do is 1 hour.
Well, hour it is then, huh?
All right, you know what? Herp. No, hold on. Don't do it yet. Herp. Herp. If you apologize right now and pledge your real ass allegiance to me and say that I'm a real ass dude, I will not ban you for 1 hour.
He ain't going
to
do
have,
it,
You
dude.
Have one opportunity right now in the chat to fucking say it right now. You apologize or you're gone for an hour.
Dude,
Herp.
You're setting off like a butterfly effect where this guy's going to end up beating his wife.
This guy's going to team up with that Uber driver.
He's going to, yeah.
Let's say, hold on, where's
like,
Herp? Where's
if
Herp?
He even apologizes, he's going to be like,
wait, Herp all day.
I was such a bitch
Herp,
today.
Wait, Herp all day, you just said free me. That's not it, Herp. I'm about to do it. If you don't apologize right now,
don't do it, Herp.
Little bitch. 10, 9,
oh,
eight,
they might be on a delay,
7,
dude.
6, he's probably on a delay, 5, I should probably do a 30
count
seconds.
To negative 3.
5.
Guys, I think we should have waited a little bit longer to start the show.
3, 2,
Lewis.
Oh my God, the chat is going ape shit right now. I can't see if he's apologized because they're typing so much. They're all saying, fuck Lewis, they're calling me the N-word. This is
oh my
great.
God, there's a mutiny. Ban them all. Dude, you're like Denzel Washington in Training Day.
Shannon? Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
Ban Herp for 1 hour.
Okay.
I'm fucking sick of it.
Damn, dude.
Okay, he is officially banned.
Who wants to go next? Anybody else want to step up to the plate and talk shit? Because I'm about to look down, and if I see any nasty shit, you're about to get burned.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me feel nice to have that power.
I like this.
This is so intense.
Heavy weighs the crowd.
I will say I also don't like the fact that it's a minimum of an hour. I wish we could do a little less because I feel like it would really. I should be able to smack them a little bit. Could you unban Emmanuel?
An hour.
That's
is what,
let
too
me.
Much.
I'm going in to check.
See if you can
yes,
unban him.
Yes, I can.
All right. After 3 minutes. Unban Herp manually, okay. And then Herp, when you come back.
Well, now it doesn't matter.
Well, make it 6 minutes.
Make okay. It, make it
no,
enough.
No, make it 6 minutes.
Where? Because he just thought he was banned for an hour, and now you're like, 6 minutes, I can do that, you know.
Everyone's so mad.
He's going to have, like, chat Stockholm syndrome.
I have power that you don't have.
That feels good.
That feels fucking great.
I'm like getting like secondary. Like,
damn, no. You
power.
Want to ban somebody? Come over. Look, just ban somebody right
no,
now.
No, no, no. I'm okay. I'm not right supposed now. To look at the comments.
I think you're trying to take back the power from those three guys that canceled.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wish I had some sort of power. Jesus Christ. Mario Lopez kissing my girlfriend in the chat. Or
I like that you didn't ban that guy.
That's just funny.
Hey.
Yeah.
Is it a, it's,
when it's
a,
good, it's good.
Is it done up or it's a real?
No, she's not really kissing.
I'm not Mario saying
Lopez,
now.
You
I'm saying at some.
Shit.
I'm saying at some point.
She's visiting her mom.
Okay.
Mario, I'm on my way. I've got the car.
Let's. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Chalk.com for supporting today's show. We love all natural supplements here at the Real Ass Podcast, and our friends at Chalk are back, and they are the only natural supplement products worthy of the Luis J. Gomez stamp of approval. I'll tell you right now, I really want to talk about their men's testosterone booster. Men's testosterone levels are at an all-time low, and I'm going to tell you right now, their all-natural testosterone booster is the answer. Chalk has created an all-new natural testosterone booster that is taking the sports and nutrition world by storm, and you're going to prefer Chalk for several reasons. First of all, the supplement industry is filled with weak, trashy, and dirty supplements, and the guys at Chalk are proud to stand above the rest in with clean and pure and healthy products. Chalk uses full disclosure labeling. They tell you exactly the amount of each ingredient, and they never use quote-unquote proprietary blends. There's no label fluffing or underdosing, and all ingredients are measured to the exact clinical research. Chalk Daily is the cleanest research-based testosterone booster available. You got to go get it right now. You can check out their male vitality stack and their stack ultra as well. Right now, it's beach season. We're coming into the warm summer season. You got to get in shape. Go right now to chalk.com, chalk.com, and use the promo code REAL when you check out. You're going to save 35% off your entire order. 35% off with promo code REAL at chalk.com. Okay, where were we?
All right, let's see. We got to talk about some of these things. Okay.
Miller Lite, this is a fucking crazy thing. I was supposed to talk about this on Skanks.
Oh, what are we not good enough for you? You're not
no,
good
but
enough?
I already approved the topic for Skanks today.
Oh.
So move to the next one.
You approve topics hours beforehand for skanks?
Yeah. When we produce this fucking show, people think the producers suck, and they do. They're actually great. Our producers are fucking incredible here, but I think that there's a nuance to what we do that people don't consider. This is a live show. This is live. Right. All of our shows are live. So when you're watching Bert or Rogan or any of your podcasts, really any of the podcasts, I don't know many other networks that go across the board live. You guys see the mistakes when they happen. So people are like, oh, they took fucking 30 seconds to Google something. When that happens on another show, you don't see it because it's edited down. So it's a little bit different. You guys should appreciate, you want the live show, but then you guys complain about the fucking issues.
It just
when
makes me laugh to like picture like one of your producers early in the morning on a Monday being like, hey, so can you approve retarded dog?
So for block A, section 2, we have retarded mom, fingers chihuahua.
We're going to have Jay put a strap on and you're going to suck his dick. Is that okay?
Are we leaving in pussy farts?
Yeah, we're going to have Shannon put her pussy in a jar.
No, Shannon calls me on my way in to the studio and we go over the topics and I approve and I unapprove each topic. But not only that, because I'd like to talk about them first. So all these topics I've already spoken to Shannon about for a second. I decide whether or not I have a perspective or the show is going to be able to sort of have fun with it. And then we decide whether or not it's staying in the show or not. And that's the way it works.
I love to see behind the curtain.
Yeah,
that's it. Behind the curtain. Guess the little studios. Okay, so no, let's talk about this. New York City hospital, Karen on leave after allegedly trying to take black man's bike.
I saw that video.
Me I haven't too. Seen this yet. I'm excited about this. Let's see.
All right, I'm going to show you the video first.
This is such a bad look for chicks, dude. Like, if I was a woman and I watched this, I'd be like, you fucking bitch.
Is Hurt back, Shannon?
No, let me see. It's at 3 more minutes.
Good. Right,
it's not ahead. It's not a Karen video. It's a fucking I'm crazy video.
Yeah. It's a crazy Karen video.
Well, watch.
Karen Fian.
It looks like it's going to be a Kareem video.
Please help me.
It's not your bike.
Please help me.
It's not your bike.
Please help me. Help. Please get off.
What the fuck is going on, bro?
Wait, it's a city bike?
It's
And the guy, he rented it, and she's trying to hop on it.
Yeah. Why? So she's trying.
It's either a drunk video, she's either loaded after work, or it's... Maybe. She's having a mental breakdown because then she starts sobbing at one point.
Yeah, she's probably having a mental breakdown.
Yeah, the commentary on her crying is so funny. Just wait. It really made my day.
Why you took his phone? What's wrong with you?
Also, not for nothing. I think I would.
I would too.
I would
smash.
Would smash.
And the scrubs. Scrubs are hot.
Yeah.
Scrubs are really hot.
Leave the AirPods in. Take the shirt off. Leave the AirPods.
She's what? She's female Leonardo DiCaprio.
Madu, stop. No. Madu, stop. No. 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 She's just crying.
You're not crying.
I got your video.
Wait,
you're
drunk.
Hassan, you pulled it out. Hassan, you pulled it out.
This is my bike. It's on my account. Please move.
All right, so why don't we
fuck that,
dude.
It's his.
Oh, the crying.
Oh yeah, she's a fucking.
And he come to Waterworks. That's fake crying.
Crocodile tears if I ever seen them.
Wait, and now it's gone.
Stop fake crying. Stop touching me.
Hold up.
Hey, stop touching me. Stop touching me.
She's shaking, dude.
I never have ever sided with black people in a video.
This is the first time ever.
This is a fucking. This is a big day in history on the Real Ass Podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like,
it's called progress.
Let's go.
The guy commenting on her not crying is so funny.
Yeah.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Woo! I'm feeling these black people.
Turkeys, rabbits, you name it.
Now watching it again, she's drunk. She's definitely drunk.
Maybe.
Run.
Because
she works in a hospital. She might be fucked up.
Yeah. But the thing about it is that it's the guys. But the crazy thing is the other white guy.
Anyway,
it's a bad. He's worse. He comes and goes, just reset it.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, well, yeah, the other white
guy. I think the reality is he's going. He's like, all right, look, these black people are going to murder you. So how about we reset it? Everyone will go their separate ways. He took context clues. And he was like, a group of black kids around this white woman who's crying.
Right.
Let me step in and not get myself over. Killed.
He comes in, he goes, homies, everything's going, it's all okay.
My brother's my
Look.
Brother.
Yeah. It's all good in the hood.
Thank you. Big gulps, huh?
Fuck out of here. Your baby gonna come out with
you. Like, I think
she's pregnant.
We can all agree. We have.
She said
come
it.
To the
she
promised land.
She's trying to get on the bike, and then she goes, "I'm pregnant. You're gonna hurt my fetus."
And she goes, "Your your baby's gonna come out retarded."
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Look at the guy in the back. Just baby a little nice.
How you stop crying?
What's the shirt the guy has on the back?
Tear came down, miss. Came down.
Yeah, she is a crazy bitch. Look at these, all of these white guys. Like, what's going on here, homeboys?
Yeah.
What's the big idea? Didn't you see what happened to the Michael Jackson guy last week?
Hey, is this guy hurting you? They're all coming up trying to bang her. Hey, well, hey, she's pregnant. Lady. She fucks, dude.
Oh, Cream Pie City.
Yeah.
Also,
I think
Herp is unbanned, by the way.
Herp is unbanned. Herp, you're back.
Welcome back. Buddy.
Welcome back.
That's my favorite guy. Goes, how you stop crying? Not a tear came down, miss.
It's very poetic.
Yeah. It is funny, like, those two kind of people being, like, New York black guys being like, why are you so stupid? Yeah. I don't know what that was. That was, like, Spanish.
That was Puerto Rican, girl.
I'm not good at accents.
That was Rosie Perez.
You know what? Fuck you, Mookie.
Why are you so... Yeah, get off. This is my bike.
This is my bike, not the Stookie Brothers.
We're going to cut everything
put
I
on
just
leave
said
from
out.
Work.
She did get put on leave, yeah. She's a little bit of a crazy wackadoodle, right? But a wackadoodle's got to have jobs, too. So that's why you run into somebody, you're like, you have a normal job.
I'm sure she got put on some sort of health thing. Like, you need, to go away.
That looks like that's a mental breaker that's loaded.
In her defense, she could be, like, just getting off, like, a double.
Yes, right.
And be she crazy
be, yes, exactly.
Pregnant,
yes.
Like, yeah, she could be losing her fucking mind right now.
Yeah.
But not a good look to go,
help!
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's my bike. She's like, help!
Yeah, it's like, lady, have you not seen Karen videos by now? It's been fucking years.
Exactly.
I mean, she's so bad. She was a pregnant woman with a job, and we still sided with those fucking street urchins. Christ almighty, what a wild fucking world we're living in. I was rooting for her. I was like, hit her. Yeah. Punch her right in her stomach. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, we're so unracist, dude.
Yeah.
Well, they had to have a debit card. They got the bike.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean,
that is true. That is true. Well, you know what? Where they get the debit card? That's a great point, Sean. That's a great point, Sean. No, you're right about that. I mean, where have they get that debit card? Where they get that bike from? Nobody questioned that, right? Interesting.
Also, what's the proof that it was on his account? We don't know that.
That is also true, Shannon.
They could have. But why even go?
That's what
near
I would
that?
Have said. That's yeah. what I would have said.
Also, lady, what are you doing? You're pregnant. Why are you riding a bike?
What's the proof that she was pregnant?
Ooh, she could have just been a little bit of bloated.
It could have been a basketball under there.
Too much cheese.
And she just goes, you know what? Let's settle this on the court. A basketball falls out.
Oh, shit. You know, they're black kids, so they have to take her up to the challenge?
Yeah.
Damn. You know I can't turn down that challenge?
If there's one thing us black teens live by, can't turn down a basketball
can't
challenge.
Can't turn down a basketball challenge. You can't bitch, I got to put her in the hole. All right, well, yeah, I mean, look, she's a little bit crazy. Good for those black kids for not standing down. And thank God there wasn't cops around to start fucking just opening fire, because it would have been a bloodbath.
Yeah, right.
Had there been any actual cops around. So.
Oh, my God.
I think you're right.
What a way to waste your privilege. Yeah. That lady just fucking...
Right.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're really wasting your cards. The other guys, they were trying to be
ZKFTW said he's a lame-ass dude. He's got a ban attitude. I appreciate the song, but you're getting a six-minute ban. But you're getting a six-minute ban.
6 minutes? Wow.
Wait, who was it?
It was
ban
ZKFTW. 6 minutes for ZK. Sit down. Think about what you did. I like this thing. This is nice. Shannon, you don't make it three. It wasn't that bad. I appreciate the fact that he sang the song.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
You're like the Karen of this chat.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You're like, someone says something to you, you're like, help! Help, Shannon, ban him!
Lose the Karen because you are what you used to eat.
Can I get some napkins? I'm spilling coffee everywhere. Is there a crack in the bottom of this mug? Why is there coffee all underneath it? What a crazy way to be. There's a new rat pet, maybe. So we on the show, we very often we try to we're looking for a pet.
We're looking for a mascot.
I want a mascot for the show. We would adopt the right one and keep him around the studio and have fun. We have Lillian's little cute dog, which we love.
We have Lillian.
We have Lillian, who is, you know, she's cute. She'll, you know, she licks herself, but she's very cute. No, Lillian's dog's the best. Paco's dog sucks. We hate Paco's dog.
Why do you hate Paco's dog? I love Paco's
dog's
dog.
Sweet. I met
no,
Paco's dog.
No, we hate it. Where is your dog, Lillian?
He's recovering from being neutered.
He's recovering from being neutered?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I miss him. Tell him I miss him. I do. He's the sweetest fucking.
Is Lillian a detective as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. She's dressed like she's dressed as Carmen Sandiego.
Right? Yeah. Where you go? Where's your dog? And that's the mystery.
Where in the world is Lillian's dog?
Yeah, we want to. So very often there's been
resting in a pot of boiling water.
Very often there has been dogs that have been a little bit fucked up. It really started off with me saying I wanted a three-legged dog, and then you realize that there's dogs out there that have some things that have happened to them. So Shannon has another possible pet. This dog is up for adoption. I believe you can still get him. So maybe this will be the pet for the studio. What's his name, Shannon? Give me the backstory.
I would.
So here he is.
Aw, wait a minute.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Poor little.
Aww.
Just got out of jail.
He had to choose a side. He was mostly white.
He's like, you know, you don't know what it's like in there.
It also said that it was written on him, don't feed this fucking dog.
Oh, my God.
And other expletives, but it didn't say exactly what they were.
Jesus Christ. Man, this is the worst thing Nazis have ever done. Aw,
he's a cute little Nazi puppy.
Yeah.
He's like, Third Reich. Rah, 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 rah.
He's like, oh. He's like, Heil. He's like, Heil.
Yeah, no, Heil boy. He doesn't know Heil. He knows Heil.
All right, shake.
Roll over. Play dead.
From this angle, just
6 million times.
It's a normal dog from this
That's
angle.
A cute fucking Paparewski right there. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's so cute, and he's got such great ideals. he also does look like Sport. People in the Race Live chat are making the similarity between Sport 2.0. I like that. Call him Sport.
Yeah.
It's the German sport. Sport.
I've been trying to think of something. This entire sport. Time. I can't think of anything.
Sport. How old is he? Nine.
There you go.
There you go.
Nine in dog years. My favorite was Heil Heil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to
I will say that I have a...
You have an endless amount of Nazi references.
No, I have a joke in my act that I make a Heil Heil joke. So it wasn't improv exactly.
Fuck, dude. I appreciate the transparency, but it's still funny.
Yeah. Damn.
No, people are going to be like, dude, you did that. You did it.
Yeah. That's why you got to be transparent.
Yeah, because they fucking... Because
these little cockroaches will call you out.
They're fucking real.
And then they're
going to
get banned.
Banned.
6 minutes.
David Johansson says, sport was dumb shit. True.
Oh. Who was Sport? Oh.
My old dog.
Oh.
Died.
So this is a girl dog.
She's a girl.
Yeah. Oh.
Her name is Leslie.
Leslie. Oh.
Ava Bone.
Leslie Frank.
There you go. All right. There we go. Hey.
That one went right over my head.
I suppose that your voice blends in with air horn.
I'm out.
All right.
Hey.
Hey. All right.
I'm Sean Donnelly.
Hey, I'm Sean.
ZKFTW is back.
ZKFTW.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, ZKFTW. KMFDM. Remember they changed their name and they just switched the letters up?
Remember what they thought
it
was?
Who's this?
Remember the rumor what it stood for back in the day?
Kill motherfucking Depeche Mode.
Is that true or that's not true?
No, I think that wasn't it. Remember they changed their name like, we are changing our name? And instead of being KMFDM, it was like MDKMDEF.
can't think of a name at all.
I swear to God. Look that up. Is that something I'm completely making up right now, Shannon?
No, I feel like I remember that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a band from, it's like an industrial band, right? From Brown. They're still around.
Jody in the Race Live chat says, A-Dog Hitler. That's not bad.
A-Dog Hitler.
Oh, A-Dog.
It said that the letter...
We must exterminate the fleas.
The German words translated into English were no pity for the majority. And I could show you what the words are.
Oh, it's actually a German dog.
Oh, no.
No, it came at the end.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm back on the dog.
Yeah.
That's a German dog.
It does not stand for a kill Depeche Mode.
No, it doesn't. But did they change their name to some? What did they change their name to? I'm almost positive it was just they switched the letters around. Fucking lazy assholes. You remember it was like a thing? So music, there was a time when like the 90s, I guess, it was probably where...
That's when they were big.
well, I'm not just that band, but I'm saying like just in general, like where it was, I think the 80s and the 70s were sort of the Wild West with like you could like name a song, anything. You didn't really, nobody really gave a shit, right? But then like something happened in the 90s. There was a few things where like bands were like getting sued by other companies because they were like, there was a band, Green Jello.
Yeah, Green Jello, the Three Little Pigs.
Three Little Pigs song. Little Pig, I remember. Let me in.
And they got sued?
Sean, you got to do Not By the Hair of My Chinny Chin Chin.
Not By the Hair of My Chinny Chin Chin.
My Chinny, that sounded like that. It's like Sean saying.
I'll do it over it. Chinny, Not By the Hair of My Chinny Chin Chin. It does, the octave matches. I'm fucking devastated. What did they get sued for?
For having Jello in the name,
Jello, so they had to change it to Green Jelly. Green Jelly, they changed the name.
I think I remember that. I forgot
that guy still tours.
Oh, really?
And he brings all, dude. It was like the saddest that I was in Buffalo working on a movie, and I went to my friend's house, and he's like, "Oh, can you help my next door neighbor pack his car?" And I go, and it's all the math, like the heads from the claymation video.
Oh,
and he's just trying to stuff it all in a car. Like,
oh, he brings them. Like,
he has to drive with all the heads in the car.
It's like prop comic type stuff.
Yeah. We should really. We talked about getting Crazy Town at Skankfest. That would be another great one, dude. Green Jello at Skankfest.
He puts on a crazy show.
I'm sure.
Or like Goldfinger. Or like Buck Cherry. It wasn't Buck Cherry.
Those bands aren't like...
As...
It's almost like it's a weird thing, right? It's got to be not only like a one-hit wonder, but they have to kind of suck in their own way. Like, like Crazy Town sucks.
Crazy Town, that's the perfect
thing. Is that the Butterfly? Is that Butterfly?
Yeah, Butterfly.
Yeah, they suck.
It just sucks. Suck. So they're so funny to like book them. I mean, they're in the news a lot lately. For some reason.
Yeah, we've been doing Crazy Town Watch on Bye Guys.
We've also been talking Crazy Town on these podcasts
every
for a
week,
while.
They're the new thing with them.
Yeah,
they saw that Sugar Ray song, right? And they were like, let's do that. Let's do our version of that.
Yeah, they did like Ozfest and they put them first, right? Or something. They were like really early on Ozfest.
Bad. Well, because it was a weird, like, there was another 2 or 3 years of when nu metal was figuring out what it really was, what its voice was.
Right.
Where it was like a lot of like fucking hot dudes like doing this with their shirt off to like fucking DJ. And you're like, that's not metal. Like, it's on Ozfest, main stage.
Yeah, like half emo or something.
It wasn't even emo. It was like, it was nu metal, but it was more hip hop and like synth,
like
then metal,
POD and stuff.
But even POD at least had, it was guitar driven music.
Yeah,
like, you know, like Crazy Town. Like they, I guess they had guitars.
There was no one like them.
It was terrible, dude.
There was Sugar Ray had the same. They were like, weren't they hard rock? And that one song
punk,
did well.
They were like heavy, like hardcore punk. And then they sold out. That guy, they're
he's
the
rough,
epitome of fucking selling out. Mark McGrath.
Yeah,
I mean, he's like, dude.
Hi, he's like, that guy.
He's like
now.
A hardcore
like
punk singer.
Incredible now. He's like, hi, I'm Mark McGrath. You're watching Bravo.
Well, we're talking about Mario Lopez the other day. Like he's like. He's Mario Lopez.
Yeah, but he's like low rent Mario Lopez.
I mean,
you ever see the video where he goes after the guy who's like gives him shit and he goes in the
calls him a faggot or something?
He calls him something so stupid. He was like Mark McGrath.
So he called him sugar gay.
Yeah, he calls him sugar gay. And he's like, what the fuck did you just say, dude?
Sugar gay.
But it was like, you know, it was like just that was the moment just got him. Because I'll be on Twitter sometimes and I'm not really mad, but somebody will say something like, I have a minute
hurts.
And I just have a and I'm like, you know what, he gets me.
I get it.
And then I'm just in it for an hour, and I'm like, I didn't even really care about
it. Yeah, like, oh, what did I do? Why am I gay? What is this really about?
I'm letting the air out of some guy's tires right now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, gentlemen, make a hole. Move it.
Sugar gay.
What's that sugar gay? I'm beating your fucking ass.
You repeated it.
Did you? Oh, I'll choke your fucking face. You say that?
No, I didn't say anything.
You want to be smart?
Did I say anything?
Did you say something?
No, I did not say anything.
I would be like, you're not proving to me you're not gay.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can.
All right, cool.
You beat the fuck out of that guy right there. Yeah.
Which one?
Tomorrow. As soon as he's walking away,
I just want a guy.
Put your arms around me, man.
Yeah.
He's just threatening everybody to a fight.
Same kid.
Dude, if I was that kid, I would literally, I would goad him into, I'd be like, sugar.
Yeah.
And I would sue the fuck out of it. It would rule.
Dude, I'm taking
If a celebrity ever gets in your face, okay, get them to hit you.
When celebrities attack,
they just have to settle out. It's over. I've had a few friends who have been sued. I know MMA fighters that were sued for like, and those guys like, they throw the book at him. They're like, dude, you fucking know. You know
you
how
know
to
not
fucking
to do
fight,
this.
Dude. Yeah. This is it. So they always talk. They you he would hear back in the day about like registering your hands as deadly weapons, and that's a myth. That's not true in any place in
that's
the world,
like,
right?
Once upon a time in Hollywood, when he
right.
says it.
Yeah. But what it is if you have experience and you have martial arts experience, you could fight and you hurt somebody, and you like they're gonna consider that, and you're gonna get the fucking maximum penalty, right? Wow. But. If a fucking Sugar Ray is fucking in your face, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, you're just going like.
Just go for broke.
Booger space.
I'm saying
booger
anything.
Display.
Yeah.
Gay, hey, hey.
And just Tilly.
Edward Ray.
He's loaded. That's whiskey voice right there that he has.
Yeah, there's a video of him. I guess there was rumors that he was dating Madonna, and he gets hammered and he goes on stage and he just goes, who wants to smell Madonna?
Dude, he rules.
Wait, that was Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
He rules, man. He's ready to fight kids. And
that's pretty cool. That is real ass.
Madonna.
Is he still doing the like the TV correspondent stuff?
Yeah, I think he's just like sneaky clean personality
like,
now, right?
He's like an
extra,
head
like extra
guy
or something
now.
Like
yeah.
that. Yeah, yeah.
Like Carson Daly, whatever happened to him? Is he still doing shit?
He's on Today's Show or something like that. He's actually got a pretty good deal, man.
Those guys they probably have so much money.
So much money.
They also probably have very squeaky clean pasts, right?
I think you never hear anything bad about Carson Daly.
He's never heard anything. I mean, look, we found out Mario Lopez got 2 rape charges the other day.
Really?
He did?
Doggy. Well, not charges, I guess.
Accusations.
From recently or from back
no,
in the
from
day?
No, back in the day.
When he was fucking...
Like on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
In those camo fucking jumper pants. What do they call them? Like parachute pants?
Yeah, he was out there.
I don't know. He's fucking... That guy's got a good... He went through... He was smart. Because, you know, he could have just been like, I'm going to be an actor. And then the smartest ones are like, I can't act.
Sugar Ray guy?
No, Mario Lopez.
Any of those guys, yeah. Well, Mario still acts. I think that he, if I had to guess, Mario Lopez is worth a ton of money. These guys, like, these TV guys that, like to host Entertainment Tonight, it probably just pays so much fucking money.
Yeah.
You can't even imagine
Because you have to have a really squeaky clean
life. $35 million Yeah,
that makes
sense.
You have to be handsome. You know, you have to look good. You can't, you have to, like,
you have to be able to fake smile and feign interest with, like, the work, like, dude, here's the thing.
I can't even MC a show because I hate doing
that. We do a podcast, and it's like, we have to, like, talk about shit we're interested in. Imagine, like, it's like a true production team where, like, Entertainment Tonight, this is it.
Right.
You have to be excited about fucking.
Yeah.
We're cutting to Kelly Clarkson's new garden that she just made. You're like, oh my, like.
Rihanna named her baby what?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Yeah.
But once you drink the Kool-Aid and you're beyond the pet, like that's just your universe.
Yeah.
It probably gets easier and easier. But you probably have moments where you want to put a gun in your mouth.
Right. He gets home and he puts a fucking revolver in his mouth and just chews it.
He just puts one bullet in it, spins it every night.
He calls Zach.
Pours a glass of wine.
Extra, extra. calls Zach crying every night.
Yes. Yeah, it's very soulless. When I worked at SiriusXM and we did the radio show, it was before we did the one with Bisping, because the one we did with Bisping ended up being a good, really good show, right? But I did a few of them. I did, I was on Tap Out Radio for a while. I did my own show called Below the Belt at SiriusXM, and it was like just a segment, 15-minute segment, and they give you like block A, this is talking point 1, 2, 3, 4, you have to hit all the talking points. There's a countdown clock that's happening and you're trying to wrap it up within it. And it's all very like contrived and fake. And it is a skill. It's definitely a skill.
Very much a skill.
But when you do a podcast, like at the very least, it's almost like the difference between stand up and acting, right? So stand up, you're yourself and you get to go like, oh shit, like I'm proud of this. And I get to like give my perspective and I get to feel like I'm whatever the endorphins are that get off where I get to feel like the man. With stand up and with podcasting, you kind of feel like the man. You have an audience that's listening to you. They're hanging on your words. You get to that Freudian fucking feeling of
ego
greatness.
Boost,
yeah. Whereas with radio and acting, I almost feel like you're reading words that are not yours. You're very disconnected from what. So I don't have the same sort of like it wasn't like, oh shit, I wasn't drawn towards those mediums when I did them.
Well, also on the road, when you go to the radio on the road, it's a different breed. Those guys, the first of yeah, they could go down to the second before the singing, before the lyrics in a song comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
But having a regular conversation with one of these guys is brutal, and they just don't do it.
Yeah, it's mindless.
And you walk in. I was in, I think it was Albany, and they go, all right, they were really normal off air, and then I go on. They go, all right, Sean Donnelly. Okay, it's last comic standing. You got 3 minutes. Go. And I was like, No. What are you talking? Can we just talk?
Yeah. Hey, we got Sean Donnelly in the studio tonight. Yeah. We're going to have him do some stand-up. Sean, I hear you hate airplanes.
Yeah, and I also think...
Lewis, I hear your dog knows how to heal.
Right, they're getting us to do the offensive humor. Yeah.
I think those guys also...
Hey, we got Lewis J. Gomez in the studio tonight. We hear you don't like Jews. Why don't you tell us about that?
So, your dad was stabbed, and your mother was an anti-Semitic hooker.
Yeah.
That'd be great if...
Lewis is going to tell us about how his father was murdered, but right now, Dido.
I think they don't like stand-ups because of that reason. That's like you've done it.
We'll
you can feel
them out.
Call them out, but they're like, I wish I could do what you do, kind of thing. It's like a little bit of envy.
Well, plus we have the exact opposite schedule. These cocksuckers have to get up at 3 in the morning. This guy's going to get up at 4 today, and then take a nap.
Yeah, I've gone straight to radio from drinking. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you like to get high, and I know you do, you should get high legally and cheaper with YoDelta, Delta 8 THC.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Right now, go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. Okay, where were we? All right, let's talk about this. Giuliani's ex-business consultant is suing him for $10 million, claiming he forced her to have sex with him.
I believe it.
She claims that he used to make her suck his dick while he talked to Trump on the phone.
Is that true?
No way.
That's one of the accusations.
Donald's calling.
In all fairness,
also like,
what's cooler than talking to the president on the phone? Getting your dick sucked while you're on.
Getting a blowjob right now. I bet you are.
Why are you breathing so weird?
You know, Donald, I'm getting my dick sucked. How's it feel? How's it feel, Ruby? Does it feel good? Do you like her?
After 9/11, that guy,
he's asking if you like, hey, do you actually like this girl? What do you think? I don't know.
You think it's going to turn into something?
No, I was just going to say, after 9/11, why didn't this guy just shut the fuck up for 50 years and become a hero when he died? Now he's just a fucking clown. What a fall from grace.
You get addicted to the power. Because after 9/11, everybody fucking loved the guy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to
fuck this up.
He cleaned up the city. Like, you know, he was responsible for like cleaning up 42nd Street and like all that other shit, right? He did a lot of good for the city. And
gave every homeless guy a bus ticket to Florida.
Yeah, beat it. Fucking beat it. I have no issues with Giuliani, and I have no issues with him getting his dick sucked while he's on a phone call.
That's very cool.
It's very cool. This girl, she's saying she's a victim. Like, what? So don't. And I said this about Dahlia. We talked about this. The episode's coming out on Friday. There's a new.
Oh, I heard about this. Right? Yeah.
But and I will say, and I don't know anything about the like, you know. Sure, if he's fucking around with underage chicks, that's fucked up and crazy.
Right.
But the chicks in the article, there was like a 28-year-old chick where she's like, she was like, he told me to send him nudes and I did and I regretted it. You're like,
but when she was how old?
28. Oh, so I'm going like, really? Sure?
Yeah. I thought it was from when she was younger.
No, the first chick in the article was 28 when it happened. So and it's kind of like, I don't know if you shouldn't be able to tell your employee to suck your dick while you work, right? But if you're a chick who's willing to suck your boss's dick while you're at work.
Oh, she was his like you're assistant not really, or something?
Yeah, she was his
business consultant.
Business consultant.
Yeah, dude. You can't ask your business consultant to send you fucking news.
So she's not an employee.
Oh yeah, that's also another point. That's a business consultant. She works for him.
Hey, you. Wait, yeah.
What? She works. She works for not for him. Nah. She works with
it's
him.
Just. It's just. He's not a client. Professional.
Well, if I had a business consultant that I hired, I would say they fucking work for me, and I'd say get on your knees, bitch.
Yeah. Donald's coming. Get on your knees. Coming. Calling.
No, I just don't really have an issue. What's the story here? Is there more to the story, Shannon?
Well, it does. It seems like they were actually like in a relationship for a period of time. But now that she was fired, now she's coming out with all of this stuff and suing for unpaid wages and for damages. She claimed that he...
Shannon, also hold on. Because we started so late, is there a time where this is going to shut down?
No, we it's already taken care of.
Okay, thank God.
But there is another show starting at 1.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We're wrapping by 1.
She said that he would make her work out of his apartment and then work in like a bikini.
Hell yeah.
Or wear like tiny little things that he bought her.
Fuck yeah.
What?
Here's a picture of the two of them together if you want to see what she looks like.
Let's see her. Oh, okay. You know, she's pretty hot. What are you talking about? She looks pretty good.
For him?
Yeah, he looks like the Grinch. Let's see. Go down more. Is there more pictures of her? She's pretty toy.
That's not a good one.
I mean, pretty toy for him.
She got crazy eyes. Yeah. She does have crazy eyes.
Light eyes, dark hair. Always crazy. Always crazy. I mean, for Giuliani, pretty goddamn tight.
Right. You can't ask someone to work
in
a bikini,
like that,
though.
She's like the hot girl that goes to Compound Media shows.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the looker.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Chrissy Mayer, Rudy Giuliani article in the Post.
Yeah. Chrissy keeps on finding herself in trouble. What a coincidence. Good for you, Chrissy. Chrissy's hustling. Good for her. So yeah, I mean, so what else is the story here? So they said they were in a relationship, though, right?
Yeah, that it seems yes that they were in a relationship, but that she said that he made her work environment toxic and sexually harassed her, and that he liked to insult her during sex.
Mm. Okay,
sometimes I like to be insulted a little bit during sex.
I just feel insulted.
I've been getting more into shame lately.
Really?
Like more into being shamed.
Okay, sex? You suck, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you suck at this.
Is that a flip-flop? Were you not that guy
sexy
before?
Music, yeah. No, I don't... Not like terrible shame, but just like...
Like,
you know.
Give us the exact example of like, the
that
thing
I'm thinking of.
That made you go, ooh.
Like the other day, my girlfriend didn't want to fuck me. So instead, I just jerked off at her. And she kind of looked at me with disgust the whole time. Yeah. And then it turned me on the more disgusted she looked with me jerking off. And I could tell she thought it was funny to like... Like call the cops and say that I was.
Then she started writing a whole article about me. It was so fucking hot, dude.
No, it was just kind of hot.
Mario, he's doing it again.
She just wasn't down. And then I was like, fine, I'll just jerk off like a creep. And it started off like half kidding, and then it turned off into me really like creepily jerking off on her.
That's gonna be Giuliani's defense.
And I felt like shame. Then I came and I felt so shameful because I'm all like. Just fat and hunched over and jerking off like a creep.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Oh, and I ran to the bathroom and cleaned myself off.
You just described 90% of the sex I've had in my life.
But the Delia thing, is that what's the story on that one?
We literally discussed it ad nauseum the other day. It'll be out on Friday. We did it. We made we put the entire article in ChatGPT and made it synopsize it in one paragraph in the voice of Chris D'Elia. So
that's
he reads
great.
The article himself back
that's
to
hilarious.
Us. But in a quick version. He's like, what's up, my babies?
What's up, babes? Big trouble again.
Yeah. Literally that.
It's that, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
fuck. Shannon, I'm Jesus. Getting so hungry. I need somebody to go get my food. Before I go, I need the pork belly and eggs.
Okay, hold on.
Send somebody, please. I'm dying. I'm so hungry. I'm sweating. I'm so hungry. Fuck.
Is it?
Pork belly and eggs sounds like if the three of us started a brand.
All right, let's go with toy tonight. I made spaghetti bolognese out of my knee cartilage.
Ew.
Toy or no?
All right, let's see.
Wait, hold on. I got a more like spaghetti bolognese.
Bolognese. Fuck yes.
That's also the joke the New York Post made.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh,
damn, dude.
You suck.
Damn, Zach, you suck.
No,
stink,
I
dude.
Could get another job.
Okay.
There's an out.
All right. That's so
I see
funny.
The light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, so let's see this chick.
Let me just tell you a little bit real quick.
Because this fucking, the story is rancid.
Yeah, so she's a Spanish social media star.
Ew.
Her name is Paula Ganu. And she's at 2 million followers, and she had to have surgery on her meniscus.
That's what I just had.
Oh yeah, God. And she requested
did not turn it into spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, fuck.
Missed opportunity.
Is that what happens?
No, I turned it into baked ziti.
What?
Baked ziti, folks. Go ahead.
So she asked
baked
for them.
Baked needy?
You want to try it? Try one more time.
Baked needy?
Oh, I get it now.
So she asked for them to not put her to sleep during the procedure.
Rigatoni?
Oh, boy.
Rigato knee.
That's what's up. That's what's up, nigga.
Go ahead.
So she has to not be put to sleep because she wanted to watch the surgery.
Oh, fuck off.
So they just like numbed the area. She
what
watched
a
on a screen.
Psycho.
And then afterwards, the doctor asked her if she wanted to take the piece that they took out home, and she said yes.
Yes.
So he put it into like a little container in alcohol to preserve it. She took it home, and then she was like joking with her boyfriend about, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we ate this? Like,
that's what I do with like butt stuff.
She's dating Army.
I'm like, wouldn't it be hilarious if I fucking...
Wouldn't it be hilarious if we just like brought another woman in here and like had sex with her?
Hilarious.
It'd be great. It'd
be a funny joke.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Not some other slut. Go ahead.
Here's a... And that, and then they did it. They,
oh, fuck
they just
yeah,
cooked
dude.
It and ate it. I'll show you these and then I'll show you her Instagram.
I'd eat her knee.
Yeah, she's hot. Just,
yeah.
She ate the...
Dude.
Do we have video of her eating the bolognese?
No. Nope, I don't have any proof of
so
it.
So how do we know that it even happened?
Just a story she told on her thing.
Just some fucking made up story. Yeah, what is this bitch go to the Louis J. Gomez School of Storytelling?
So every
this is obviously made up. It did not happen. I need to see her Uber.
Am I the one who directly is going to her knees every time the picture comes up?
Yeah, there's no picture of her knees.
No picture
that's
of her
right.
Knees.
Me too. Her knees.
Isn't Ganu like bat diarrhea or something?
Guano. That's Guano. Oh, you know that from Ace Ventura too.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Guano.
Same here. That's the only reason I know that.
That's disgusting, and I don't want to see it, and I don't want to hear about this anymore.
But also,
if she did that, would you still bang her that night? She's like, I'm eating my knee. Cord.
I'd bang her. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, we don't care. Jesus Christ, dude. As long as she chews some gum before kissing me.
I mean, it is just, you know, flesh.
Here's the thing, though: could it be bullshit? Or is it just hard telling the story? Is there no actual proof?
It's probably
she did
bullshit.
It?
Yeah. The story is it's in like one of these. They all have publicists and they all like get written up to promote their OnlyFans and their own fucking.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kata.
Yeah, they all have like a Laney. It's like, tell them you ate your knees. That'll get you on the front page. College, no. Eat your knees.
Listen, you want to get famous, you're going to have to start eating your own cartilage.
Damn, she's got a nice
She's got a nice tush.
You would not see that she's a cannibal.
Nice tusharooski. Well, it's her own body, right?
She's a...
It's still cannibal, isn't it?
I guess.
Somebody said she looks like Jordan. Somebody said she looks like Jordan Jensen with implants. Have you never seen Jordan Jensen?
Yeah, she looks like Jordan Jensen if everything was changed, if her eyes weren't buggy. And she didn't have a horse face.
Jordan's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, what are we talking about here? The problem is our fans, they think they hate women.
Yeah.
They don't hate women. They like funny women, right? You need money. You need money.
Classic.
You need fucking
money. A woman getting on her knees and demanding money from her boss. Isn't this exactly what we've been talking about?
Give me my gym bag because my wallet's in my gym bag. It's out there. There's a gym bag. You'll find it. Come on. You're being distracting. Jesus Christ.
Someone wants to be the star of the show.
She's fucking. She's very.
Is she? Oh,
she's very hot. She's very hot, but she's
hot. Yeah.
She's borderline retarded.
Can
you hear me?
That's the story.
Can you hear me right now? She's pretty fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hey, she looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
I don't know. I thought we were gonna jump back to the
another Rosie bit.
No, just you know, I don't know. Lillian really fucked the momentum.
She really did. All right, let's see. University of Wyoming sorority sisters blast college for letting 6'2", 260-pound trans woman move back into their house. So, let's see. Where's the trans woman?
I think I can see in the fucking
the one
top.
Is that the top?
Yeah, is that the security guard? Look at that.
It's in me.
I don't know why my voice shook when I said that.
This is the Jabba the Hutt video.
There's a legend.
There's one more of her face. Hold on. There.
Oh, my God.
Is that Stavros?
So they claim that she has been hanging around.
I mean, that's a girl that I tried to get a head from after a comedy show on the road years ago.
That's how we met.
She kind of looks like... I'll tell you a story after. She looks like a fucking chick. She looks like a chick that I mean, I didn't hook up with her, but I really did think about fucking putting it in this fucking big old
tell the story right now, dude.
No. There's nothing to it. I'm just being mean to a fan.
Oh,
if I tell more of it, she's going to know who I'm talking about.
Right.
But I
there's
really,
some fan sitting at home like, he couldn't possibly mean me.
Somebody just looked up from their ice cream.
I almost fucking almost jumped on a grenade.
Nice,
wow.
Dude.
So So what? So they don't want. What this is the problem is like sororities used to be just like you got to be hot, you got to be cool. It was a social club. It was like, and then there was fat girl sororities, and I think that there should be trans women sororities, right?
They are. They're called fraternities.
But that completely.
The only
funny.
Thing is the that college giving the decision that she goes back in. I didn't know they could do that. I thought it had to be the sorority or the sorority council or something like that.
Well, the back is deceiving because she was hanging out.
Sure, it sure is.
A security council. Yeah. Hear ye,
yeah.
Order, order in the court.
We're here, you fucking bitches.
Yeah, we're here to fucking kick ass.
Everybody, stand up for me. I'm the judge. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm fierce.
Yeah.
So she was hanging out around the sorority house with the girls a lot, and they would say that she would just kind of stand in the corner and stare at them creepily, and that she would get visibly like erect.
Hell yeah.
While like watching them change and stuff.
Okay, I realize, dude.
Now that's a little.
By the way, this is just an 80s comedy.
Yeah.
It is some like it hot. I think it's a movie called Screwballs, right? Whatever it is. It's Bosom Buddies. It's fucking
hey,
Bosom
girls.
Buddies.
It's
hey, you can't control your fucking boners, dude.
You want to do each other's nails this weekend?
Oh, my vagina smells.
Panty raid.
I think who gives a fuck about sororities?
Yeah.
Like if she wants to be in the sorority, is that the thing they're like kicking around or something?
No, she wants to move into the house where the girls live.
Okay.
And they feel unsafe about it because
why?
She's creepy.
Her and her wife.
I have this whole new outlook on like trans women and men that are
me too.
My new outlook is I don't actually give a fuck about women's rights or the things that they have or do. So have at it.
Yeah,
go
right.
in there.
Yeah,
let
right.
them wreak fucking havoc.
It's real hot.
That's what's so funny about TERFs, like those TERF people where they're like, they hate transgender women. It's like, all right, well, come on over here and we'll hate women together. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, doggy. I don't give a fuck at all about
girls. It. Anybody got a tampon?
I don't care about women's sports. Nobody should care about women's sports.
Right.
Make them interesting. Throw some dudes in there. You know, it's kind of funny. I got to be honest with you. As soon as you step back and as soon as I stop going like, because I would have these conversations very often. I'm like, oh, you can't do that. You can't let a guy go into a female jail. He's gonna rape all the other men. And then I started saying it out loud, and I was like. That's fucking hilarious.
It's funny. And also with that fucking the prison thing I was thinking about, like, oh, you can't have a man go into a woman's prison. Oh, all of a sudden we give a shit about what's going on in prisons, right?
Yeah.
You know who else gets assaulted in men's prisons? Men.
Hell yeah, doggy.
He's on fire.
Whatever. I'm all fucking revved up
now.
I hate when people
make
these stupid ass excuses.
Yeah. I just this is the culture war that's happening regularly, whether it's fucking Bud Light fucking hiring a transgendered influencer or like it's at one point we have to go like, wait a minute, I'm a mark. I'm involved in this like social discourse.
A little bit, yeah.
And you go like, oh, it's all sort of by design. They want you to argue. This is the same thing with the Miller Lite commercial that just came out with the women, right? It's the Bud Light thing. They know that it's just going to be a bunch of dust kicked up, a bunch of social discourse. People have an argument and debate online, and their company gets mentioned a bazillion fucking times. It's trending. The smoke clears. The dust settles. Nobody really gives a shit, except I will say when I was in Vegas a few weeks ago, I did see a dude with a Bud Light like carrying it through, and I was like... queer. I did think pussy. That in my head.
So do you like dudes? It's like, what? Just holding a beer. You're gay, dude, for that.
Yeah. But I find myself like...
The problem is...
I find myself just, if I'm in that argument online and just banging this fucking drum, I'm going like, wait a minute, like...
Right.
It's just like, I don't care about trannies reading to kids in a library. I don't care. I'm not going to bring my kid to that library. Don't bring your kid to the library. There may be some fucking moms who want trannies to read to their kids in the library. Have fun. Have at it. I don't know. It's their mom's decision to do that.
I just don't get what the fucking issue is. Like, someone's reading to your kid. What's the issue?
It's not
the Who gives
deal.
A fuck?
The kid's not seeing it the same way that the parents...
No, the kids aren't seeing it that way at all. I think that it's just one step closer toward indoctrinating children toward that lifestyle. That's the idea, right? So you're normalizing... Getting dressed, cross-dressing, right?
Right.
And
cross-dressing has been a thing for how long?
But it shouldn't be normal. It shouldn't be normal. I'm not saying that it should be demonized, but if everyone's cross-dressing, it's not a thing, right? If everyone was a comedian, are we fucking comedians or is just everyone's funny, right? So it is weird and it should be funky and kind of weird. And very often it's very sexual and very often you have these girls that are girls wearing these provocative outfits and they make the jokes. If you go to a drag queen show, it is very adult, right? And it's very funny usually. They do songs and dances, but it's very sexual. And you're blending this world and that job, specifically that job, it's an adult job to entertain adults. And now you're saying, well, you know what? We're going to put them in a library now and fish out of water. But you're sort of like, I get why people freak out about the kids thing. I'm just saying I wouldn't bring my kid, and I have bigger things to do and better things to do than protest one of these things.
Right.
You know, have a conversation. I think it is our job to take care of our own and take care of our families. The jumping online and just jumping into social issues, like, not everyone is an activist. Not everyone's smart enough to be an activist. Not everyone has the time to be an activist.
Yeah.
Everyone feel like there's very few people that I think give a fuck enough to actually go and do something. I just feel like our time could be better spent doing other things instead of...
It just sucks when it's like a person who is affected and like there's like actual violence against these people.
That's crazy. No, I agree. And I said this and I got a lot of shit on this show because there was like protesters outside of a library. There was a drag queen.
That's another weird thing though, real quick, that they mix the two. Like, it's two different things.
It's weird.
Yeah. No. It's not... Here's the thing, you saying it's weird is it kind of goes against what he's saying. He's saying that the violence that goes against these people, if you're going, it's a weird thing. It should only be relegated to like sexual situations or adult situations, is only going to propagate people committing violence against these.
I can have that opinion though. I can say it's weird and you shouldn't be violent towards these people. I think that's fair, right? I think it's weird. I would, if my sister thought about bringing her niece to one. She's got a friend who's a drag queen, and her friend was doing the drag queen story time, and she was like, "Am I a bad mom if I bring?" And I was like, "I think it's somebody who's doing." I said exactly what I just said, right?
Yeah, right.
Which is an adult. It, in my opinion, it's a little bit fucking weird. I wouldn't want my kid at it. I prefer my niece to not be at it, but that's not my kid. I'm not going to fucking... I also, like, I know that my sister's friend isn't a child molester. I know that my sister isn't bringing her there to indoctrinate her into that lifestyle.
Right.
She was supporting her friend who was like, this is a thing that they invited a new drag queen every week to the library to do this thing. And it wasn't a bad person, but it is, at the very least, I get the debate. I get the social discourse.
Right. I think you're right when you say leave it up to the fucking parents. Leave it up to the parents.
It's always leaving it up to the parents.
Which if you're a protester against this stuff, you're not doing it. You're trying to parent other people's kids.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go to the event like you're doing. I think it's dumb. I think it's a dumb thing. I don't know. It started, I think you're right. I think it started to get an online bullshit conversation going. But as far as the meat of it, like the issue of like accepting people for who they are, that's a totally different thing than drag queen story hour. This thing is just kind of goofy.
But if you don't think the drag queen story hour is a good thing, I mean, proof. Right there, it almost got a Puerto Rican to go to the library.
Damn, that was right there, dude. That was great.
Let's wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. Love you guys. Support both of these gentlemen and everything that they do. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.